Now, an allegation that a director of care at a Longford nursing home had gone to work while under the influence of alcohol and was unfit to practice has been withdrawn by the Nursing and Midwifery Board. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers joins us now. Fergal, we heard this yesterday. We carried that allegation yesterday. It's a very serious charge. It was heard at the fitness to practice inquiry, and now we hear it was wrong.
Yes, yesterday clinical nurse manager Patricia Ennis, she claimed that in July 2012 nurse Mary Mealy had drink taken while on duty, and today the fitness to practice inquiry withdrew that allegation that she was unfit to practice due to this alleged incident. A medical report produced today at the inquiry did not support the claim. It was a medical assessment in March by a consultant, and that report noted that nurse Mealy does not drink and has not done so for many years. When she's out socially, she drinks coffee, and that the staff at the nursing home would or should know that. Barrister Kieran Craven for Nurse Mealy said the allegation had been very damaging and ought never to have been made. He said it was an outrageous allegation and was now being withdrawn late in the day.
So why was it made then, if it is such an outrageous allegation?
Well, this was a claim made by a member of staff, and the Nursing and Midwifery Board put that allegation yesterday. It was part of the list of allegations alleging misconduct. But certainly they argued that they felt it was necessary to put it in the public domain, but it has been withdrawn a day after. But we've also heard now, also about an hour ago, Sarah Murray, who's clinical nurse manager, evidence of an alleged incident on the 22nd of August 2012. And she says after a medication round, she saw Nurse Mealy had a black plastic bag tied to her medication trolley. Nurse Murray asked a cleaner to keep that black bag, and along with the homeowner, Sean Kelly, they examined the bag later, and she said it had 6 cream packs mixed in with medications, including drugs for heart conditions and pain relief, and there was nothing in the medication chart to show certain medications had not been given. The inquiry continues. It'll continue into next Tuesday and may go on for a bit longer than that.
All right. Thanks indeed, Fergal Bowers.